Ganad, I can well understand how some of these problems perplex you. And I will endeavor to answer your question. First, in all attacks which might be made upon my person, I would determine whether or not the aggressor was a son of God, my brother in the flesh. And if I thought such a creature did not possess moral judgment and spiritual reason, I would unhesitatingly defend myself to the full capacity of my powers of resistance, regardless of consequences to the attacker. But I would not thus assault a fellow man of sonship status, even in self-defense. That is, I would not punish him in advance and without judgment for his assault upon me. I would by every possible artifice seek to prevent and dissuade him from making such an attack and to mitigate it in case of my failure to abort it. Ganad, I have absolute confidence in my Heavenly Father's overcare. I am consecrated to doing the will of my Father in heaven. I do not believe that real harm can befall me. I do not believe that my life work can really be jeopardized by anything my enemies might wish to visit upon me. And surely we have no violence to fear from our friends. I am absolutely assured that the entire universe is friendly to me. This all-powerful truth I insist on believing with a wholehearted trust in spite of all appearances to the contrary.